चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदादयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय पराय क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरं कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते च यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो कातर्याजुहाव श्रोत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां च Sometimes we become very worried, very worried, that if I will sincerely do bhajan of Krishna, Krishna will take away our all things, our wealth, money, reputation, everything, and he will make us the street beggar. And that case was also with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He was thinking, there was a sloka and he read it and he became very fearful and worried that those who take shelter of Krishna, worship him, chant him sincerely, O Krishna, make them street beggar, takes everything and destroys. And it happened with Swami. He became a street beggar. You know? And thus, he came in renowned shoulders. He told me that, oh, I was very fearful of this issue. So sometimes we see that for this we fear from Krishna. But and also it has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita or everywhere. Oh, harishe tat dhanam shanaiha. Oh, those who are taking shelter, and I make them street beggar. But we see also on the other hand, like Dhruva, like others, for wealth, they worshipped Krishna and they became so much better than anyone in this world. And he has unhone pratigya ki hai. Oh, he has promised Krishna, if anyone will worship me for any worldly worth or any desire, I will fulfill. And after that, I will make them renounce and I will give them my shelter in Golok Vrindavan. No. He has also told them. So don't worry. If you like wealth, only world, any desire, he will fulfill. And after that, he will very easily give him Golok Vrindavan. And all his desires, everything will be fulfilled. And at last he will be renounced and in so many examples are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus there is the example, there is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna You know, there was a Brahmin in Dwarka named Sudama, Sudama. You know? Sudama. He was very poor. Very poor. In our general what? Thinking that he was very poor. I think more poor was Sukadeva Goswami. More poor was Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, you know Sridhar, he has something. But Sukadeva Goswami never. Nothing. Narada is poorest. But actually they are not. We have nothing, but we are not poor. So how? Sudama may be any poor. Really he was not. Srimad Bhagavat, it has been not written that he was poor. Never. He used to beg because he was Brahmin. And he knew that we should not give anything with us for what we will take tomorrow. No? So Vaishnava should be that. We have heard about Srivas Pandit. Oh, he clapped 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu, what you are doing? And he told, I am fasting today, but doing kirtan. Next day I will do it. Third day I will do. And if something is not coming, then I will jump in again. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, you should not worry. Or any devotee, if they are sincere. Lakshmi can beg anybody, but my devotees cannot beg. I will keep on my head and I will myself go and I beg him. And in Gita he has promised like so. And he did. So Sudama was not poor. But we think that he is. So as a general idea I am telling that he was very poor. His wife at the age of 24 became old. His breasts were dried. And his stomach and this
back bone, both
mixed. Anyone can could have counted their all the bones. And also this Brahmin at the age of 26, 27, he became old. Like old, not old. So both were like. Sometimes Sudama used to go for begging. Sometimes not. Anyhow, his wife, very chaste lady, she used to serve him all time. Sometimes she used to go to Navaras and used to beg some. One day, she requested her husband, oh, I know that Dwarkadhis, the emperor of Dwarka and whole universe, Dwarkadhis Krishna, oh, your friend, very bosom friend, why you are not going and seeing? He can give you so much wealth, so much wealth. You must go. He denied, for wealth I cannot. I will not disturb him for wealth. I will starve and I may die, but I will not for wealth. She told that, oh, he is very, very, very dayalu,
merciful
to Brahmins. Yeah? Brahmanna go Brahman hita. Namo Brahmanna devaya. Go Brahman hitaya cha. Go Govinda. So he is very favorable and he is very merciful to Brahmins, cows, devotees. So if he will go on, without asking anything, he will give so much to you. Even I don't want to go for this thing. Oh, you should go. You should. And she repeatedly told, then he thought in his mind that I should go, because when I will go, I will take darshan of my Prabhu Krishna, my friend. So I should go. No harm. I don't want wealth, no, nothing. But after a long time, I will meet him. And he will be very happy, I will be very happy. So this, I may go. But he told that, have you anything, presentation to give him? Because after a long time, we will meet. You must give something. But there was nothing in his house. She went to neighbors and asked for something, and they gave them a pieces of rice. But like this, cheap rice.
Broken
rice. Anything broken. And dry. Anyhow, she begged like 2 handfuls or 3 handfuls. And in a very rejected cloth, dirty and worn and torn, anyhow he wrapped it and took with him. And he went, oh, when I will see Krishna, when I will meet Krishna, whole day, going, far away, no train, no bus, no car, nothing, on foot, whole day. He was so much tired. He had no good clothes. His feet were
so many cracks.
Cracks. And also he was dirty. Anyhow, so he went. And when he reached to Dwarka, very much opulence he saw. Golden houses, so many golden, so good gardens everywhere. And he thought that, how I can meet with here Dwarkadhish Krishna? Very hard. Anyhow, he asked someone that where Krishna is, I want to meet him. Kindly they told that, you can go to Rukmini Palace. And there you can. He went there. Krishna was inside, but he heard a Brahmin is waiting and he wants to see me. And then he knew, my friend, old friend. He left Satyabhama Rukmini and all his prince, and he came running, weeping, and he embraced Krishna.
Sudama.
And began to weep. You have come after a long time. And both began to weep. Anyhow, he took him to Rukmini Palace. And he sat on the ground, but he took that promise on his own palanka. Palanka, you know? Bed of Rukmini. And he asked that, he took his fan and fan. And after that, he, where his feet, water and everything was brought. And he began to wash his head, his feet with his own hand, weeping, with tear mixing. And all the queens began to find him, charmer him, giving charmer, and thinking that who is that old person, very poor, not well looking, but who is he? That Krishna himself washing his feet. But anyhow they were doing. After that, Krishna brought so many delts as preparation, and it was offered. He took, and after that, when he began to take some rest, he messaged also. Being Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, Sudama Bipri is thinking, whether he recognized me or not, that I am same poor friends in Gurukul, when we were reading. He thinks perhaps that I am anyone else. Oh, Krishna knew this fact and began to tell, oh friend, do you remember that when we were in Gurukul of Shandipini Muni, we were there like a fellow, friend. And one day, our Guruvayin, wife of Shandipini Muni, he told us that today no dry woods to cook and to do fire sacrifice. Can you arrange? At once Krishna became ready. And this Sudama Bipra, we both were ready. And we went in the forest, and that time was like evening. Clouds were everywhere. And when we reached and collected some oats, dry woods, at once very, very
heavy rain
began with a storm. Day was cold. So they were also trembling, keeping bundle of
dry wood
on their heads. They missed their way. Everywhere water and water. Very deep water, very shallow. Oh, they could not determine. And in the meantime, very dark night came. Anyhow, they passed whole night without sleeping, without nothing, keeping heap of wood there. Oh, in the morning, Shandipini Muni with hurricane. Calling them. Oh Sudama, oh Krishna, oh Sudama, where you are, where you are. Then Krishna and Sudama replied, oh Gurudeva, we are here. What are you doing? He came and saw a heap of dry woods there and there, trembling. He became so happy. Oh, who sent you? That all that mother told to bring some boats that we can. But in night, heavy rain, storm coming, and we are those in problem, and whole night we are here. He told that, oh, for what you have come to me? All the Vedic knowledge. 64 kinds of arts, all learning, all Vedic Vidya also come at once in you. And everything was manifested in their hearts and they returned. So do you remember? Then Sudama Bipra thought that, oh, he remembers me the same friend. Whole night they were discussing all these things. And in the morning, Sudama Bipra, he wanted his permission that now my Brahmini, my wife, will think about me. So I want to return. He became happy Krishna, but gave nothing. Nothing totally. He was empty-handed. So Krishna took him and went up till out of the Dwarka. Oh. When he was resting, then Krishna told, oh, have my bhabhi, sister Lamani, your wife, have given something, presentation for me? And he was somewhat like shame, feeling shame. He could not take it out. He has kept where that potli?
Gone back.
Oh, here. So much hole here, because he was so thin and thin. So he has kept here. But Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. So he at once snatched and told, oh, how beautiful and swadhist, tasteful my sister has sent some presents, and you are not giving. And then he opened it and took one and gave it. And again he, at in the meantime, Rukmini catch hold of his hand. Don't take more. By one handful, you have given whole wealth of whole world. By this, do you want to give us also our whole pins and everything, your palace and everything to him? Then where we will go? Don't take this. You have given enough. She knew. But when he was going, he was thinking, oh, Krishna is very merciful. If he had given something, wealth, then it may be that by wealth we can forget Krishna. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Four kinds of person they... Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sri, Edman, Madam. By four things. Wealth, high class of aristocratic family coming. Very beautiful. Whether ladies or gentlemen. And learning so much. If four things are there, he is so much
proud.
He will. And he will be like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Duryodhana like. He will not have any respect or belief on Krishna or any devotee or devotion. So Krishna is so kind to me, merciful to me, that he has not given anything. So I am very, his mercy. If he has given, then I would be have been like them. No bhakti at all. So thinking, whole way, in the evening he reached there, in his home. But he could not recognize that where was his hut. Hut, no? Hut. He thought that, he saw that, oh, there are about more than 16,108 palaces there. And on front of all the palaces, oh, so many elephants, so many horses, so many good cows, and so many servants, and everything was there. And in the meantime, he saw that from the palace, one of the most beautiful palace, a very beautiful, 10-year-old girl, with his, surrounded by so many, Sakhi, with paraphernalia of Archan. And she is coming, or singing, and muskurati hui,
smiling
face, with so many lamps to do, and so many good garlands. He thought that where is my cow, old cow, and where is my wife? Where is my heart? In the meantime, they were coming and he was pushing.
Going back.
And they were coming, they were falling, and he wanted to escape anyhow here and there. But at last, Oh, very beautiful teenager girl. He gave garland in his neck. And he began to arati. And by touching by that lady, very beautiful lady, he became also very young teenager. And then he began to, he saw that, oh, Krishna has given me so much wealth. So many palaces, so many elephants, so many horses, oh, so many cows, so many servants and so many things. And he began to weep. Why Krishna gave me? Now I can give up perhaps Krishna bhakti, but I cannot give up. I will give up all these things, but I don't want all these things, I want bhakti.